At number 35 this week in 1992, Shake the Sugar Tree from Pam Tillis, heading up to number 3. Well, that's it for hour one. We'll pause and come back with the top 10 from this week in 92 on Weekend in the Country.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
This is hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff. Hey, happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And for this soiree, we have gone back to the third weekend of September in 1992. We're playing the biggest hits from this week 33 years ago as they appeared on the American country music charts. And we resume our climb to the top at number 10. Here's Diamond Rio, Nowhere Bound.
You saved your money, boy. Even on a one-way street, it's a hard, hard lesson, but you're gonna have to learn it. It's a long, cold swim up against the current. Somewhere down the line, you're gonna have to turn it around. In your mind, fade away as you cross the county line, running from trouble or from the truth. It doesn't matter either way you lose. It's a hard, hard lesson, but you're gonna have to learn it. It's a long, cold swim up against the current. Somewhere down the line, you're gonna have to turn it around. Boy, right now, you're nowhere bound. When you walk, and all you planned was heart and pain. Don't look now, but it looks like rain. It's a hard, hard lesson, but you're gonna have to learn it. It's a long, cold swim up against the current. Somewhere down the line, you're gonna have to turn it.
Diamond Rio, Nowhere Bound, the fifth and final single from their debut album. Number 10 this week in 1992, it would move up three more spots for the six-man band led by Marty Rowe, along with Jimmy Olander, Gene Johnson, Dana Williams, Dan Truman, and Brian Prout. It is September of 92 on today's Weekend in the Country, and a longtime independent country artist was finally getting a taste of commercial success. Checking in at number 9 was Chris LeDoux getting some help from Garth Brooks on What You Gonna Do with a Cowboy.
I can see you got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own. Oh, you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am. And I get this feeling if I held you tight. You'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? You see, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. Cause his boots are always muddy and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on the couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got.
And he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friend. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? Lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Chris Ledoux was a Hall of Fame rodeo cowboy during the 70s, but at that same time, he self-released 10 albums, all about rodeos and cowboys and the West. He had 9 more of those albums in the 80s. Then he finally got a deal with Liberty Records in 1991, and he was in the top 10 of the national charts for the first time this week in 1992 with What You Gonna Do With a Cowboy, teaming up with Garth Brooks, who co-wrote the song with Mark Sanders. And then would climb 2 more positions before getting bucked down the survey. Now let's do a little shopping from this weekend in 1992. At the grocery store, we find a gallon of milk for about $1.75. A loaf of bread is $1. A dozen eggs, 60 cents. Orange juice, $1.30 for a half gallon. We're heading into the fall season, so we need a pumpkin. That's $4. Apples were 97 cents a pound. Ground beef is about $1.30 a pound this weekend. Whole boneless ribeyes, $3.99 a pound. Bacon, 79 cents a pound. A 10-pound bag of potatoes, $2.75. A bag of Frito-Lay's corn chips, 99 cents. Baking a cake this weekend, Betty Crocker and Duncan Hines mixes were 88 cents. While over at Health and Beauty Care, a 50-count bottle of Advil was $4. There was a deal on Vidal Sassoon shampoo, 2 bottles for $5.
Every head of hair is different, and each can be its personal best. Introducing new personalized conditioners from Vidal Sassoon. Ordinary conditioners with all those heavy-feeling oils can coat hair, weigh it down. New Sassoon conditioners with light-feeling emollients disappear into hair. For salon shine, swing, bounce. Sassoon's new personalized line. Because if you don't look good, we don't look good.
Oh yeah, the famous slogan from Vidal Sassoon. By the way, the lady's hairstyle was short here in 1992. I guess after the big perms of the 80s, the pendulum was due to swing back. Think Halle Berry, Demi Moore's shortcut, Meg Ryan too. All right, we're done at the grocery store. Over to the music shop to get the latest CD single from George Strait. At number 8, So Much Like My Dad.
I know that I surprised you coming home. It's not my usual time of year. But I've got myself a problem, and I know that I might find the answer here. Remember when I was Dad's pride and joy, and your little man? Every time that I got hurt, you were there to give a hand.
say, boy, you're getting more like him each and every day. Can we have a talk like it was yesterday? Your boy's back in trouble and he needs you right away. She says she's gonna leave me, mama. I can't live without her, mama. This time you can't kiss the hurt away. But if I'm so much like my dad, there must have been times you felt her way. So tell me word for word what he said.
So much like my dad. There's George Strait with a song first recorded by Willie Nelson in 1987. He didn't release it as a single, but King George did, and it was at number 8 this week in 1992. It would top out at number 3. We're in 1992. The population of the USA was 256 million, and the President of the United States was George H.W. Bush. But it was an election year, and Bush was facing a challenge from Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton. And this weekend, it was just a two-man race. However, back in the spring, businessman Ross Perot was ahead in the polls as an independent. Strangely, though, he had dropped out of the race in July. But in less than 2 weeks, he would restart the campaign.
The volunteers in all 50 states have asked me to run as a candidate for President of the United States. Jim Stockdale, our vice presidential candidate, and I are honored to accept their request. The volunteers know that this is a critical time in our nation's history. Neither political party has effectively addressed the issues that concern the American people. They've asked me to run this campaign on the issues and to assure that the problems that the American people are concerned with will be dealt with after this election is over. My decision in July hurt you. I apologize. I thought I was doing the right thing. I made a mistake. I take full responsibility for it. There's only one issue now, starting today, and that is, what's good for our country?
Now, Ross Perot had never officially declared himself a candidate. However, he did lead in the polls in June, so it was strange that he dropped out in July, because a lot of voters were dissatisfied with both Bush and Clinton. But the time away did some damage to Perot's credibility. Plus, he had also blamed his withdrawal on threats by Republicans to disrupt his daughter's wedding, which just sounded odd. But he would be officially back in the race on October 1st, just in time for the debates. We'll have more about the campaign later on, but right now we're back to the countdown from this week in 92. Here's Colin Ray at number 7 in This Life.
For all I'd been blessed with in this life, there was an emptiness in me. I was imprisoned by the power of gold. With one honest touch, you set me free. Let the world stop turning. Let the sun stop burning. Let them tell me love's not worth going through.
This Life. That's Colin Ray, the title track and first single from his second album. The seventh most popular song this week in 1992, soon to become his second number one.
More coming up on Weekend in the Country.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We've all had that epic rideshare experience. Halfway through the trip, you know their heartbreak, their career path, and they know your aspirations to go find yourself in Portugal. It's human. We're all looking for connection, for someone to listen. But sometimes the people we spill our hearts to aren't exactly equipped to help us through it. With over a decade of data-backed experience from helping millions of people, BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on your needs and goals. No asking for recommendations or endless scrolling through listings. Simply answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist often in as little as 48 hours. Join over 5 million people worldwide who've trusted BetterHelp for their mental health and well-being. Get a therapist who gets you. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septic. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics, pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Weekend in the Country.
On today's journey down memory lane, we've wandered back to September of 1992. And along the way, we're playing the most popular songs in America from this weekend 33 years ago. And survey song number 6 that week was from Aaron Tippin. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I've walked the street and narrow, and I've worn a rebel brand. Sometimes I've had to go without for being my own man. And I've rallied to the cause when I knew the cause was right. Yes, I could against the grain, but I I've kept my peace of mind. And I wouldn't have it any other way. If there's a price for being me, well, that's the one I'll have to pay. And I'll take the good and bear the bad until my dying day. And I wouldn't have it any other way. No, I wouldn't have it any other way. Beaten path every time the trouble starts, but I'd rather take a beating than ever cross my heart. Sticking to my guns can't be sold at all. Holding to my honor no matter what the cost. Price for being me, well, that's the one I'll have to pay. And I'll take the good and bear the bad until my dying day. And I wouldn't have it any other way. No, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Tippin, I wouldn't have it any other way. At number six this week, 1992, down one spot from its peak. Alrighty, TV time from this weekend in 92. A new season was upon us, and Saturday mornings had a new look on NBC. They'd canceled their Saturday morning cartoons for some adolescent shows, Saved by the Bell, California Dreams, NBA Inside Stuff, and Name Your Adventure. Ah, but you could get cartoons anytime on the Cartoon Network that would begin in October. And the Sci-Fi Channel would debut this week. Their first program was Star Wars. Well, some of our favorites this year would be Full House, Cheers, Murder, She Wrote, that's the theme in the background, Murphy Brown, Home Improvement, Roseanne. Number one this year would be 60 Minutes. Some new programs in syndication, Rush Limbaugh and Whoopi Goldberg. And on the networks, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Picket Fences, and Hearts of Fire, starring John Ritter and Marky Post.
What have you been doing for the last 6 months?
I served as cultural liaison in Paris.
Doing what?
Doing my job.
Which was?
I told you, being cultural liaison.
I don't know what that means.
If you must know, I worked at Euro Disney.
Doing what?
Helping people.
Helping people what?
Helping people on and off the teacup ride. Is that all right with you? Are you happy now?
The political sitcom Hearts of Fire with John Ritter and Marky Post. Brand new on our TV here in September of 92. And on country music radio that week, the fifth most played song was You and Forever and Me by Little Texas.
Moon is off my shoulder, sun is in my eyes. Almost to my hometown, it's just another mile. Memories surround me of familiar times. Life was simple then. Tonight, I can almost see your golden hair.
the turn past the railroad tracks as the sun goes down. I remember how you would wait by the front porch light. You were always ready to take a midnight ride. On the desert tonight, I can almost see your golden hair flying in the moonlight. Ooh, it was a restless kind of free when it was you and forever and me. Sometimes love gets lost and never found, but I just had to see if you're still around. There's a cool wind on the desert tonight. I can almost see your golden hair flying.
That's our third six-man band on the countdown this week. We had Confederate Railroad, Diamond Rio, and there, Little Texas, led by Tim Rushlow on the lead vocals. And the rest of the band, Porter Howell, Dwayne O'Brien, Dwayne Propes, Brady Seals, and Del Gray. That was You and Forever and Me. That was just their third single, but it was their second top 10 at its peak of number 5 this week in 1992. Well, that year we had a new word enter the vocabulary. Unfortunately, it came from the crime category.
The gruesome murder of a young mother hijacked in her own car in her own neighborhood has set off shockwaves in this quiet Maryland suburb. Two men forced the woman from her car and sped off with her baby inside. The mother was dragged a mile and a half to her death. A little girl strapped in a car seat was hurled to the road, but miraculously unharmed.
This is a particularly horrifying example of what's being called carjacking, the newest and most violent trend in stealing cars. Thieves no longer just prey on empty vehicles that are parked. Now they'll take your car while you're in it.
The number of carjackings across the nation is not known. The phenomenon is so new, most local police agencies don't yet track them. The problem has become so acute, the House of Representatives tomorrow in Washington will begin hearings on an anti-car theft act that would make carjackings a federal offense. Police caution drivers never argue with the barrel of a gun. Be willing, they say, to lose your car, not your life.
That was Giselle Fernandez of CBS News. Yeah, thanks to the Thugs, we were now talking about carjacking here in September of 1992. Safety was the subject of song number 4 on the countdown this week. Here's Doug Stone, Warning Labels.
I beg her to stay and give me one more try. And she said it's over, and she said goodbye. Now I'm at this bar trying to wash away my pain, but every time I hear the jukebox, the tears fall like rain. They ought to put warning labels on those sad country songs. Harmful to your heart when you're left all alone. If you're drinking, you'll start thinking about love that went wrong. They ought to put warning labels on those sad country songs. Cigarettes, whiskey, and beer. No one ever warned me
about the music I hear. I don't guess I would listen to what they said anyway. But at least I've been ready when the first sad song played. They ought to put warning labels on those sad country songs. Harmful to your heart when you're left all alone. And if you're drinking, you'll start thinking about love that went wrong. Warning labels in those sad country songs. There's nothing harder on my heart than old Haggard and Jones. They ought to put warning labels on those sad country songs.
Doug Stone and Warning Labels, the lead-off single from his third album, From the Heart, at its peak of number four this week in 1992, which is where the time machine has dropped us off for this weekend in the country.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weekend in the Country.
The show originates in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, and I'm Craig Orndorff. Coming to your hometown, which if it's Ashtabula, Ohio, you listen on the Bull, WYBL. In New York, around Monticello, Jeffersonville, and Hancock, it's WDNB and WHNB. Thunder 102 and 104.5. And out in mid-Missouri, it's Cat Country, KATI, in California, Jefferson City, and Columbia. Today, we've dropped in on the third weekend of September in 1992. And we're at number 3 on the country countdown that week with Vince Gill. I Still Believe in You.
Everybody wants a little piece of my time. Still, I put you at the end of the line. Oh, how it breaks my heart to cause you this pain. To see the tears you cry falling.
Still Believe in You. That's Vince Gill, number 3 this week in 1992. It spent the last 2 weeks on top of the countdown, his first chart topper. And that was one of 4 number 1 singles from the album of the same name. Well, now it's time for sports. NASCAR, Ricky Rudd won in Dover this weekend. But Bill Elliott had a pretty good lead in the point standings. But Alan Kulwicki, who was in fourth place, 278 points back, rallied to take the championship and beat out 5 other drivers on the last day to win it by 10 points. This was Richard Petty's last season, and Jeff Gordon got his first Winston Cup start in the last race of the year. Final 2 weeks of the baseball season with the divisional leaders comfortably ahead. Toronto would win the World Series in 6 over Atlanta. Dave Winfield's 2-out, 2-run double in the 11th of Game 6 was the decisive blow. George Brett and Robin Yount got their 3,000th hit this year. Commissioner Faye Vinson had resigned in September, fired actually. He was replaced by Bud Selig. Well, now the baseball story, the Little League champions this year was the Philippines, but they were stripped of their title when it was discovered they violated age and residency rules. So Long Beach, California became the world champs. Football, the Redskins were defending champions. Two-time runner-up Buffalo would just be a wild card. However, they would stage the greatest comeback in NFL history in the first round against Houston, coming back from 35-3 to win in overtime. And they kept the momentum going, blowing out Pittsburgh and Miami, but then getting blown out themselves by the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. College football, Miami and Washington went back and forth between 1-2 until the Huskies lost in early November. Miami was a decisive favorite over Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, but the Tide dominated for the national title. Hurricanes quarterback Gino Toretto won the Heisman. And this weekend in tennis, the U.S. Open, Stefan Edberg repeated as the men's winner, and Monica Seles won her second U.S. title. That's a look at sports from this week in 1992. And back to the countdown we go. There's Billy Ray Cyrus at number two. Could have been me.
I hear you just got married. Took a month-long honeymoon. And you were all smiles at the wedding. You cried when you kissed the groom. I got no invitation. I guess the mailman didn't bring it to me. But I see the whole thing. Every night as I try to sleep, my buddy John said you looked real pretty, and you acted like you were in love. He said the preacher asked for objections, and he thought about standing up. I told John he must have been crazy, 'cause you were just about to say hey, I do. He just gave me a wink. Said all he could think is it could have been me with you. It could have been me standing there with you. It could have been me and my dreams coming true. But those dreams move on. You wait too long. Looking out to see, it could have been me. I ever told you that I went out and bought you a ring. I even carried it around in my pocket, waiting to say the right thing. I put it out the other day, but the diamond had lost its shine. Well, I know how it feels, 'cause my eyes grow dim when I think you could have been mine.
Billy Ray Cyrus's follow-up to Achy Breaky Heart did pretty well. Could have been me, just missed out on number one. It was at its peak of number two this week in 1992. And the top country song in the land this week 33 years ago is coming up next on Weekend in the Country.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. We've all had that epic rideshare experience. Halfway through the trip, you know their heartbreak, their career path, and they know your aspirations to go find yourself in Portugal. It's human. We're all looking for connection, for someone to listen. But sometimes the people we spill our hearts to aren't exactly equipped to help us through it. With over a decade of data-backed experience from helping millions of people, BetterHelp matches you with a therapist based on your needs and goals. No asking for recommendations or endless scrolling through listings. Simply answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist often in as little as 48 hours. Join over 5 million people worldwide who've trusted BetterHelp for their mental health and well-being. Get a therapist who gets you. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even that hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God.
Damn. With 105.5 WIRI. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
Currently 66 degrees.
Weekend in the country.
Hey, we're putting the final touches on today's show, and let me remind you about the Facebook page. It is Weekend in the Country. Make sure you're following us there for all the updates, including the previews of upcoming shows, and tell everybody about the program. The bigger, the better for our weekly get-together. Oh, and you get unscripted poetry, too. All right, and you also get the Classic Country feature, where we go back even further from our spotlight year. And the number one song this weekend in 1975 was by Ronnie Millsap.
I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's home loving you. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And every night you make my daydreams come true. About you, I'm checking the clock on the wall. Then it's goodbye factory and hello. And there's a smile across my face, 'cause I'm back in the arms of your sweet love, where my thoughts have been all day. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while
about night things, the fourth number one for Ronnie Millsap, spending one of its 2 weeks on top of the chart this week in 1975. And now we're up to the number one song from this week in our spotlight year, 1992. And the top news story was the presidential campaign.
Government just isn't working for the hardworking families of America. We need fundamental change, not more of the same. That's why I've offered a comprehensive plan, a real plan to rebuild America. Create 8 million new jobs, invest in education and job training, ensure quality, affordable health care for all. We're going to ask the rich to pay their fair share so the rest of America can finally get a break. A plan to put government back on your side. Read it yourself. Together we can make America work again.
To pay for his increased spending in Arkansas, Bill Clinton raised state taxes, and not just on the rich. He increased the sales tax by 33%, imposed a mobile home tax, increased the beer tax. He assessed a tourism tax, created a cable TV tax, supported a tax on groceries. And now, if elected president, Bill Clinton has promised to increase government spending $220 billion. Guess where he'll get the money?
The economy was the main issue in the 92 campaign between President Bush and Governor Clinton. The recession had ended in 91, but it was a slow recovery. So Democrats were calling it the worst economy since the Great Depression. Bush hit back on his policies in Arkansas, and then there were the personal issues, allegations of draft dodging, marijuana use, and extramarital affairs. But many Bush voters from 4 years earlier weren't happy because he broke his no new taxes pledge. Gallup had Clinton up by 10 points this weekend, but three debates were coming up in October. And as I mentioned before, in a couple of weeks, Ross Perot would re-enter the race. But come November, Clinton would win by 5.5 points and comfortably in the Electoral College. Ross Perot got 19% of the vote, the most by a third-party candidate in 80 years. Meanwhile, receiving the most votes in country music this weekend was Alan Jackson. He was at number one, Love's Got a Hold on You.
I called my doctor on the telephone. Help me, doctor, something's wrong. I can't shake it, it's gone too far. He
me what your symptoms are. Said my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. He said it sounds like love's got a hold on you.
Alan Jackson, Love's Got a Hold on You, the fourth number one single from his album Don't Rock the Jukebox, and his fifth all time, and it was at the top spot this weekend in 1992. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Weekend in the Country.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.